direct from 95BFM. It's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
All right, welcome to the BFM Studio Milan from Pluto.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're in the midst of a big old run of shows, a group of you, an extremely powerful collective of legendary New Zealand musicians.
Very nice of you to say that.
Wow. You guys are pretty much the cream of the crop. You've been assembled to perform Quentin Tarantino's, like, potentially the most iconic soundtracks of all time, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. Taking the show out on the road and playing all around the country and playing tomorrow.
Yep, playing tomorrow.
At the Civic.
Great
the
venue.
The beautiful Civic.
One of the best venues.
I personally, I was just saying off air that I went along to the Neil Young Live Rust one maybe a year or two ago.
Yep.
And I just wasn't sure what to think, but it absolutely floored me how good it was.
It's Simone and Liberty Stage. They put on such fantastic shows, and they get a great bunch of musos to come and pretty much nail it every time, you know. Mm. And they pick some really good albums.
Yes.
I mean, this being one of them, like, this is a fantastic show. It's so much fun. It's interactive as well. So we get, like, people up to do a dance-off, like Jackrabbit Slim mm-hmm. dance-off in Pulp Fiction. So mm-hmm. they get up on stage and we give away a trophy, so it's quite fun, yeah.
How do you collectively go about learning to play? How do you know what you're going to be playing, and how do you go about learning it? Because obviously you guys all might be spread around the country. How does it work?
Well, so the musical director and Simone, they kind of dictate and decide who gets what. Mm-hmm. They throw it our way, and then we're like, yeah, maybe, or maybe not, and then it just kind of it evolves, and we all get our ideal songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has there been anything on the soundtrack that you've learnt or develop an appreciation of through playing?
Yep, there's a song, I think it's by Bedlam. I'm not sure if it's Bedlam actually, but it's called Harvest Moon. And, you know, really, I've never listened to that song before, but playing it, it's actually a really, really good song. It's mm-hmm. just 12 string and me. So, that's the one that's growing on me the most. The most difficult one is Coconut by Howie Nielsen. You know, that's like, that's real tough one because there's no structure. I actually don't know where I am half the time when I'm mm-hmm. singing it, but it's fun. And it's one chord.
Yes.
The whole time.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? Anyway, so that's the most difficult one that I had to learn.
Yeah. So it's kind of fronted by Tammy Nielsen, Lawton Cora, yourself.
Actually, it was Tammy. No, it's Julia Deans now. So.
Julia Deans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as good. And Booger Beasley. Now, who else is just cruising around? Obviously, it might require a few more people on brass and whatnot.
Yeah, there's Mark Dennison, who's a legend in his own right. Like he used to play with Ozzy Crawl in the 80s and stuff like that. He's just a fantastic cat. We've got Matthias Jordan, who is my old brother, so he's on keys. And then there's Finn Scholes on trumpet. So Mark Dennison's also on sax. Michael Barker on drums, and there's Brett Adams on guitar, mm-hmm. who's just incredible. Yeah. And also Maria on bass.
Nice one. Now, you've obviously brought in a guitar this evening. Would you like to give us a taster of, this is obviously acoustic.
It's actually pretty much the way I play it on the night, so with a tiny bit of backing, but but yeah, this is it. Okay, here we go. This is Lonesome Town.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years. And the only price you'll pay is your heart filled with tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. Going down. cry my troubles away. In this town of broken dreams, the streets are filled with regret. Maybe down in lonesome town, I can learn to forget. Maybe down in lonesome town, I can learn to forget. Lonesome town.
All right.
Now, Milan, you're saying that you play through the soundtracks from start to finish. You do Reservoir Dogs and then Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's all the special scenes are up behind us on a big screen, and we all get dressed up for the occasion. It feels pretty darn good, actually. It's for me, it's almost doing like a kind of Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like it's. Yeah, it's pretty unforgettable, and it's one of my favorite shows that I've ever done. To be fair, yeah, I just love it.
Excellent. All right, there you go. People out there listening, pretty sure if you just jump on your old friend Google, you can still get tickets for tomorrow night at the Civic.
Yep.
One not to be missed by the sounds of things.
It's definitely one to go to see.
All right, hey Milan, thanks so much for making the trek in here.
Thank you for having me, man.
See you tomorrow night at the Civic.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.